Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
And we'll start today's lesson, which is lesson two. It's about food, right? I think everyone's happy to talk about food. It's my favorite subject. Diet's my horror. Anyway, well, can I start with, let's see, I think I started with her. Can I start with you this week?
Oh,
all right. Good. Let's answer the first question. It's what's the difference between udon and soba? And let me just mention just a few things. There's a few tactics about answering the difference between, you know, udon and soba. The next one is about the difference between sake and shochu. There are other questions about what's the difference between temples and shrines. And there's two ways to do it. One is to mention, you know, for example, soba is this, 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 this. Udon is this, 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 this. So you do vertically. Another one is horizontally. Soba is this, but udon is like this. And soba has this, but udon has this. So there's two different ways you can do it. Sometimes I think if you do horizontal, you don't forget the differences, right? Because you forget soba is this, 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 udon is this, and maybe you might forget. So when you compare each one, one-to-one, sometimes you might remember a little easier. But of course, it's, you know, how you feel comfortable and how you answer it, okay? So let's try, then I'll let you start. What's the difference between udon and soba?
Both soba and udon are affordable, casual, and tasty traditional Japanese noodles, and one of the most popular foods in Japan. They are eaten nationwide, especially for lunch and at parties. However, the main ingredients of them are different.
Okay.
Udon is made from wheat flour and white in color, while soba is made from buckwheat and brownish in color. Udon is credited to esoteric Buddhist monk Kukai, who brought back the knowledge from China about 1,200 years ago. Buckwheat cultivation dates back over 1,000 years in Japan too. In the olden days, farmers had to submit rice as a levy to the ruler. In upland areas, however, rice production was low, whereas buckwheat was relatively easy to grow. So buckwheat became important to farming families, both an alternative crop to pay taxes and as a source of nutrition. Nutrition-wise, buckwheat is a healthier option as it is rich in essential amino acids like lysine and vitamins like thiamine.
Okay, that's probably good. Yeah, your answer don't make it too long, so I think that's fine. You give lots of good information. So, okay, good. So you mentioned the differences. Okay, good. All right, why don't you try? What's the difference between udon and soba?
Both udon and soba are noodles. Soba is made from buckwheat, while udon is made from wheat flour. Soba is brown and thinner, okay. While udon is white and thicker. Both are eaten served hot or cold. The cold soba is especially good at summer, which is eaten after being dipped in a special sauce.
Okay, good. Where is soba particularly famous?
Soba is famous in Shinshu Prefecture, Nagano Prefecture. It's, I think it's originated in Nagano Prefecture.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure, but
right. So now, yeah, Nagano, but Shinshu.
Shinshu, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably the most famous place for soba. Good. Okay, let's ask you, what is the difference between udon and soba?
Okay, both udon and soba are typical noodles served in Japan, but there are several differences. First, I will tell you about the color. Udon is white, while soba is brown. And both are very long noodles, but udon is thick, while soba is fine. and about the ingredients. The main ingredient of udon is wheat, while soba is buckwheat. And those are the main differences.
Okay, good. Where is udon popular?
In Kansai area.
Right, especially...
Especially in Osaka. Osaka, Kyoto. Osaka, and Kagawa in Shikoku.
Yeah, I think Sanuki, right? Yeah, that's
Sanuki,
pretty famous.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So probably Shikoku and Kansai. Good. Okay. Can you tell me what are the differences between udon and soba?
Udon are kind of Japanese noodles, white noodles made from wheat mixed with salt and water. And they're usually eaten in cold, hot broth, usually.
Okay.
Udon, yes. But on the other hand, soba, a noodle of brownish color, made from buckwheat, no salt, but just with water
okay.
mixed with. And they can be eaten in the hot broth or cold with a special sauce with a grated radish, some condiments, long onion. I think it's long onion. And
it's actually called green onion.
Green onion, okay. Hot peppers, and they are topped with sometimes deep fried tofu or tempura and other kind of deep things, and you can mix it on top of it.
Right, many toppings on
toppings.
Top. Right.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Okay. That's not bad. Yeah, I think either both are eaten cold because nowadays I think especially in convenience store you can get the udon cold, but but udon is probably more commonly eaten hot, but it still can be eaten cold. You have a choice usually when you go to restaurants, but mostly soba is more popular cold than. Udon is more popular hot, maybe, but udon in the winter time, of course, then even soba is popular at winter time, popular hot. Okay, good. Let me ask you the same question. What is the difference between udon and soba?
There are differences in color, width, and material.
Okay.
Udons are white. Thick noodles made from wheat flour plus water and salt. On the other hand, sobas are brown thin noodles made from buckwheat flour mixed with yam starch, eggs and wheat flour. And there's a similarity between them, that is they are served in hot or cold with a special dipping sauce.
Okay, what's the difference? A lot of people, in this answer today and in other food questions, maybe even next week, there's a lot about a special sauce. Okay, and, it's okay. It just makes it so simple. It's just kind of more high special sauce. But what is in the sauce? Because we have shabu-shabu sauce, we have tensuyu, we have... mensuyu, they're all a little different, kind of, depending on where you live. So, do you know what's in these special sauce? For noodles, for
noodles.
Example. Yeah.
Noodles. Talking about udon and soba noodles, normally, soup, it is called dashi.
Okay.
Is made from soup stock and soy sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody prefers a sweet type, mirin is added. Mirin is a sweet rice wine for cook.
For cooking.
Uh-huh. For cooking.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I think the soup broth is what made basically fish stock. Right. It's not vegetables. It's fish stock. Okay. Good. So, yeah, when you think about these answers today and next week when you talk about food, the special sauce is a real simple way. But they might ask you what's in the special sauce, right? So,
kelp, kombu.
Yeah, it could be made, because she says kombu, right? Some people with sake also. This depends on the mixture you make, right? So just kind of have an idea what's in the special sauce, right? Can I ask you, what is the difference between udon and soba?
Yes, udon and soba are two of popular traditional Japanese noodles. Udon are white noodles made from wheat flour and have smooth surface, whereas soba are brown noodles made from buckwheat flour. Both are served either in hot or as a cold dish with a soy-based dipping sauce with some condiments. Generally, udon have been produced and eaten in the western part of Japan, whereas soba in the eastern part.
Okay, what is nyumen?
Nyumen is a very thin white noodles made from wheat flour and served in a hot soup, like miso soup, with some vegetables.
Okay, maybe. But nyumen is usually a somen, right? Just hot somen is what I heard. It's kind of like a...
Yes.
You know?
Maybe, yes.
Yeah, I think it's just hot. Somen that's served hot. Usually somen is cold noodles, but in the winter and in some places are famous for the hot. And it could be miso. I've never had that. I don't want to say no. But usually it's just like a soba or udon tsuyu kind of sauce.
Yes.
Okay. It's not very popular, actually. Yeah, I don't know where it's from. Kansai.
Carrying
on the region, yeah. It's, I mean, you can go to restaurants in Tokyo. I've had it in...
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it's not very common. Nyumen. Yeah, I don't... You've never even heard of it? Oh, okay. I don't know what the... men is.
After sake, drinking time.
Yeah, nyumen. I don't know what the kanji is. Yeah, and new, it's in, well, Roma, N-Y-U, new,
Nyumen.
Anyway, we could look it up, but yeah, anyway, I just asked this question out of the top of my head, because even though it's not udon or soba, I just want to ask some, maybe can I ask you, what's the difference between Kansai, for example, Kansai udon,
Kansai
can
soup.
She have the microphone?
Kansai soup.
Yeah, okay,
that's,
Kansai and
my opinion.
Soba, okay.
Kansai soup. I got the impression the miso-based sauce is more used than soy sauce, whereas Kanto is soy sauce-based.
Oh, okay. Well, I was thinking that's for Ozoni. But yeah, if you go to Kansai and order udon, and if you go to Tokyo or, you know, order udon or soba, what's the difference in the, you know, sauce or the broth?
Miso. I said miso broth is Kansai,
uh-huh.
And soy sauce broth is Kanto style. That's,
okay,
that's what I think.
Okay, anyone else?
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, when people... Okay. She's from Hiroshima. You probably know, right?
And Hyogo.
You're from where?
Hyogo.
Oh, Hyogo. All right. Yeah, you know. Okay.
Well, different is the color is different. Kansai dashi soup is light, and while Kanto, eastern part of soup, has thick darkness, and probably the flavor itself is, how can I say, thick with more salt.
Yeah, I think it was just more soy sauce. There's more soy sauce, so it's dark. So Kansai people, when they come to Tokyo and they have soba or udon, they think it's in coffee,
yes.
Right? It looks like it's in coffee. Kansai people, Kanto people go to Osaka, they order udon, they think it's in like mugicha or something. It's so thin, the color is light. So the difference is in the color, but the taste is different. Whether it's Kansai is considered what? Just lighter taste, even though it has salt, but... Kanto, I think, uses more soy sauce, so that's why the color is much darker. Okay, so that's basically the difference of Kansai and Kanto. And I know what Ozoni is miso in Kansai and soy sauce in Kanto. Okay, good. So I think you did pretty good for these answers. There's the word, just a couple pointers. Somebody mentioned yam starch for buckwheat flour noodles or the soba. That's fine if you want to mention that. If you don't, that's okay. Because, you know, basically it's buckwheat and wheat's the difference. But that's fine. It's theirs. But if you forget to say it, it's no problem. The other thing is, no one did this here, but many students will say, oh, udon is made from white wheat. But it's not really white wheat. It's just made from wheat. Because when you take off the outer part, the inside is white, and when you smash it and make powder, flour, it's just white, but it's not white wheat. Okay? Good. Let's go, who has the mic? He has a microphone? Okay. Let's go, and we come around again. I think we could probably swing around with six people. We'll start. Today we probably can swing around with six people. Everybody get a chance and get different answers, because I know a lot of people like to share information, and especially the students listening on the you know, tape like to hear different answers also. So let's go to question two. What is the difference between sake and shochu? And I know some people like to drink and some people don't like to drink, but obviously, you know, you can't say, well, I don't know because I don't drink. It's like, you know, what is sumo? Well, I don't know, I don't play sumo. But obviously you have to know a little bit about every subject. So what's the difference between sake and shochu?
Both sake and shochu are traditional alcoholic beverage of Japan.
Okay, beverages.
Beverages of Japan. Good. Now, which main ingredients are rice, koji malt, and moromi mash, and there are a variety of ways to drink. The differences are sake is brewed, shochu, while shochu is distilled, sake's alcohol percentage is 15 to 17%. While shochu is 15 to 46%. Shochu is made with a variety of raw materials such as barley, sweet potato, crude sugar, buckwheat. Sake and shochu are different koji malt. Use different koji malt. Sake uses yellow koji malt, and shochu uses black, white, yellow koji malt, depend on its material. Sake is more comparable to wine, while shochu comparable to wine.
Comparable to wine.
Uh-huh. While shochu bears the likeness of vodka and whiskey.
Okay.
And environmental production differs too. Sake is best produced in cooler climate, while shochu is best produced in warmer climate.
Okay, good. The first part, you had something about the ingredients?
Ingredients?
Yeah, sake is usually just what, rice?
Main ingredients are rice, both sake shochu, koji malt and moromi mash. But the differences are sake is brewed, shochu is distilled.
Right, okay. But sake doesn't have barley or other things. That's why maybe...
Yes, that I mentioned that a little bit later.
All right, just make sure it's clear that sake is made, you know, from rice.
Yeah, shochu is made with variety of materials.
Right, variety. Okay, good. Let's go for your answer. What is the difference between sake and shochu?
Sake is a fermented alcoholic beverage, while shochu is distilled alcoholic beverage.
Okay.
Sake is made from only sake, only rice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
While shochu is made from potatoes, barley, buckwheat, or rice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Potatoes, are they made from sweet potatoes or regular or both kinds?
Sweet potatoes.
Probably sweet. I don't think you use regular, well, jagaimo potatoes, right? Yeah, you use sweet potatoes. Okay.
Sweet potatoes. The alcohol content of sake is around 15%.
Okay, keep it. Alcoholic?
Alcoholic.
Content.
Oh, alcoholic.
Yeah, it's an adjective. Alcohol is a noun, mm-hmm. and alcoholic becomes adjective. So I think in the model answer shows also alcoholic content. Okay?
Alcoholic
just to correct the grammar.
Alcohol sake is around 15%. While that of shochu is ranges from 25% to 45%.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because the taste of shochu is very plain, some people add some stuff like plum to shochu.
Okay, dried pickled plums or...
In my case, yeah, dry one.
Yeah, pickled, maybe dry the dried pickled plums, yeah. That's how I like it too, in the wintertime with hot water.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, yeah, these are differences again. How do people drink sake? How do they mix it? Do people mix sake?
No. As far as I know, in the case of sake, they never mix something with sake.
Yeah, usually not. I mean, you can do anything if you like, but normally it's straight. I've had people put it on ice.
Oh, yes.
But
yeah.
Maybe that's for cheap one.
maybe hot water.
Oh, yeah, it could be. Depends, whatever you like. There's no rule. But
some special stuff.
Yeah, usually it's straight. Good.
Straight.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the difference between sake and shochu?
Okay. Sake literally means alcoholic drink in general. And shochu is Japanese distilled drink normally made from grain, like wokka. However, when Japanese say sake, it usually refers to nihonshu, which is brewed alcoholic drink made from rice, known as rice wine.
Okay.
In addition, the alcoholic percentage of nihonshu is around 15%, while shochu is 25 to 45%.
Okay, good. All right, yeah, everyone's good. The numbers of alcoholic content's a little different, everybody. I think these are okay.
May I say about his answer? Mm. I heard that nowadays there are canned Nihonshu highball, sake highball.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, like a mixture of sake and soda
or something?
Soda
or something? Okay. Yeah, I think, yeah, anything is possible, right? Traditionally, though, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, and as I say, I'm hearing the difference between the alcoholic content, and I think that's fine, whatever. I don't think there's anything terribly wrong with this. I do know there's something about sake cannot be sold if it's over 18%. It has to be 18 or under, I heard. Yeah, that's why they dilute it, usually with water or something else, because it can't be too strong, or maybe the tax is different, the taste is different, I don't know. But I've heard that's why 18 is the real limit. So that's kind of some strict rule, and I don't know why. But usually don't go over 18% for sake. Okay, what is shochu? Tell me what is shochu?
Shochu is distilled alcoholic beverage made from barley, rice, and sweet potato. We usually drink mixed with water, sometimes shochu on the rocks and shochu on water, and mixed with some fruit juice. And of course, it's a good base in making sweet plum wine and fruits. Liquor.
Fruit liquor?
Yeah,
yes.
Fruit liquor.
Right, good. Yes,
yes.
It uses the base for that.
Yes. That's what you asked?
Yeah.
Only shochu.
Yeah, only shochu. Yeah, I think everyone, the different difference, we kind of know. I kind of mix it up and ask kind of other questions that are related. Let me ask you then, what is sake?
Okay, let me explain sake while comparing it with shochu.
Okay.
Sake is exclusively made from rice, while both shochu and sake are alcoholic beverages.
Beverages.
Mm-hmm. But sake is fermented like wine and beer, while shochu is distilled like whiskey and brandy.
Okay.
And as I said, sake is exclusively made from rice, while shochu is can be made from sweet potatoes, barley, rice, and wheat flour. And sake is served both in hot, warm, or cold. Mm-hmm. But the sake is not used for the main base for producing some fruit liquor. In the case of, say, plum liquor, not sake, but shochu is used.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. So we have plum liquor. Usually people refer to it as plum wine. Yeah, I don't know why, but they call it plum wine. It's actually popular in the United States for in Japanese restaurants. I think it's easy to drink. Okay, good. Fine. Go ahead. I just want to know where is famous for making sake. Do you know some places that are famous? Hiroshima. Actually, made everywhere, right? But
sake is made. All over Japan, but especially famous place for sake is Niigata Prefecture, and because sake is made from rice and water, and Niigata is a large has a large production of rice, good rice.
Yeah. Okay. And.
And. It. Falls much rain and snow,
yeah.
And it has pure waters.
Right, very, the water is very good, okay.
So the water is very good in Niigata.
And, okay, yeah.
Some other places include northern parts of Japan, mm-hmm. such as Miyagi Prefecture, Akita Prefecture, and
that's okay, yeah. Okay, northern part, Tohoku.
Northern part of Japan.
Okay, right. Another famous is what, Nada? Yeah. Near Hyogo.
Yes.
He's from Hyogo. Yeah. Now, have you been to Nada?
Nada, I've
been there too. It's fun. You go to the sake place and you can taste it. So, I think, yeah, the sake needs good rice, it needs good water, and it needs actually cool temperature. I think that's why the northern part actually is. Niigata also, besides rain and nice rice, they have cold temperatures, so that helps. So, anyway, those are famous places for sake. And shochu's famous where?
Kyushu.
Kyushu, right? Kyushu area. Okay. All right, let's go to question three. It's what is the typical, you can answer, what is the typical diet of the Japanese? And they give an answer here, and, you know, whatever your answer is, let's see what it says. The model answer talks about different, you know, older people liking maybe traditional Japanese food, young kids like a kind of Western foods, but people often say they like Western foods like hamburger and spaghetti and curry. Okay, curry's not Western food. Right? It's okay, kids like it, but curry's not Western food. So again, kind of be careful with the answer. They like, you know, maybe more modern food or something more, I don't want to say modern, I should say more international type food like hamburger, spaghetti and curry. Okay, so what's your answer? What is the typical diet of the Japanese?
The Japanese diet is quite diverse, ranging from traditional Japanese food to various kinds in Asian and Western style. Traditional Japanese diet consisted of rice, boiled fish, cooked vegetables, miso soup, and pickles. But since the end of World War II, with the introduction of bread, meat, and dairy products, they have become very popular among Japanese people, especially among younger generation. However, today, a typical Japanese diet still consists of rice, miso soup, fish or meat as a main dish, and some side dishes such as cooked vegetables, tofu, natto, and pickles.
Okay, good. Yeah, there's a lot of things you could talk, you know, write a book about what Japanese eat. There's so much variety. Good. All right, that covers it. Let me ask you the same question. What is the typical thing? One of the things missing in here is what? Number three, the answer, they talk about things. One thing I think is maybe missing is what? Noodles. You know, you don't have to say it, but I thought noodles are also a big part. Soba, udon, ramen, and now even pasta. Okay, but you don't, you can't mention everything in about a minute answer. So what is your answer for what's the typical diet?
Is, Japanese diet is very diverse, ranging from traditional to various Western and Asian style. However, rice and miso soup are the cornerstones of traditional Japanese meal. Mm-hmm. The flavor of rice is relatively simple, and all sorts of side dishes go well with it. Mm. And side dishes are cooked fish, meat, and vegetables, depend on housewife's plan for the day.
Mm. Okay, sure. Or the season, too, also, right? Sure, all right. What's the typical diet of the Japanese?
There are many styles of diet in Japan. Before, just after the Second World War, our diet was centered around rice, vegetables, and fish. But nowadays, young people tend to prefer Western style diet, which is centered around meat, bread and meat. So it is a little bit difficult to say what the typical one is. If I dare say, the mixture of Western and Japanese style is common. For example, breakfast might be Japanese style, and lunch and supper might be Western style. Mm-hmm. So it's our diet is diverse.
Hmm. Okay, sure. Good. What do you think? What is a typical Japanese diet?
Okay. The typical Japanese diet today is very diverse, and it depends on individuals, so it is difficult to say. But now I will talk about the typical Japanese diet 50 years ago.
Okay.
And 50 years ago, Japanese people relied on rice as a staple food. With rice, normally steamed, we have miso soup, which is fermented soybean paste soup. Also, we eat various kinds of cooked vegetables with broth and fish. And this is a typical Japanese diet eaten long time ago.
Okay, so maybe now, what is the modern diet? What do you think?
It's very difficult because it's depends on, you know, individual's preference.
Okay, right. Well, you could just say, well, you know, just to say, like, for nowadays...
For example, Korean rice,
okay.
Cereals, bread, and so on.
Yeah, okay, sure. I think even, you know, the typical diet 50 years ago, people still eat that nowadays. So it's not like nobody eats that. It's just that... It's also other foods have been added, such as, you know, hamburgers and curry and, you know, lots of other foods from different countries are now added. Rice, not only, you know, Japanese style, but there's, you know, different other kinds of rice and also bread and pasta and noodles and things. So besides the typical, traditional, there's also added foods, such as, you know, the ones I mentioned. So you could say that for your answer. Okay, what do you think is the typical Japanese diet?
I think Japanese diet is more diverse and internationalized nowadays.
Okay.
And in addition to Japanese typical foods such as rice and miso soup and noodles and rice bowl, things that we usually eat, but we also eat different kinds of foods from ranging from Western to Eastern Asian food, mm-hmm. including curried rice and hamburgers and spaghetti and so on. So I would say that younger generation prefer more Western, international, non-Japanese food, mm-hmm. I guess we might call. But I think it's Japanese diet is quite diverse. It's very hard to say that the typical Japanese dish some people might prefer.
Sure, okay. What is a typical breakfast? Anything typical for, what's a typical Japanese breakfast, traditional Japanese breakfast?
Of course, it's rice and miso soup, and maybe a fried egg, and a grilled fish, and with some oshinko, pickles, vegetable.
Okay.
But I usually eat bread for my breakfast.
I mean, it's nice to have Japanese breakfast if you have time, but toast is sure easy.
Yeah,
right? Exactly. Toast and yogurt is easy.
Much easier.
Okay. Good. Okay, let's go to question number 4. Is rice still the mainstay of the Japanese diet? I think, you know, question number 3 I think we covered, and I say if you want to add more, just, you know, noodles are also popular. Many forms of noodles, udon, soba, ramen, pasta. Okay. So now the next one is 4, maybe some of the answers, the things you said in number 3, you can also recycle for this one. So what did you have for answer for number 4? What is rice still the mainstay of the Japanese diet, and do people eat it every day?
Well, it used to be much popular in the past, especially before the World War II.
Mm-hmm. Before World War II. No, that. Okay.
Before World War II.
Good, yeah.
But even nowadays, rice is the main source of carbohydrates, and most Japanese eat rice at least once a day. Mm-hmm. And recently, pre-washed rice is sold at supermarkets, so it has become much easier to cook rice. Mm-hmm. Talking of the diet, noodles and bread are also popular, as well as other foods such as, of course, meat, fish, vegetables, and dairy products.
Hmm. Okay, sure, good. I think that works fine. Good. What do you think? Is rice still the mainstay of the Japanese diet, and do people eat it every day?
Yes, we agree to say that rice is still the mainstay of the Japanese diet, as the common source of carbohydrate. Although the bread and noodles are very popular now, and rice consumption has declined.
Has declined
compared to that of decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
Most Japanese feel like eating rice at least once a day, and rice bowls are sold almost everywhere as a popular fast food.
Okay, rice balls?
Rice balls.
Balls.
Rice balls.
Yeah, this is an interesting thing in pronunciation, right? Because you have B-A-L-L-S, right? Rice. In America, this is ah. Now, you also have gyudon. Rice bowls, B-O-W-L-S, right? So if you say rice bowls, they might think of gyudon type thing, tendon or something. So the American accent and British isn't quite so old. It's balls or something, but it's not a real old. Soft bowl, yeah, they would not say baseball. They would say baseball or something, but American baseball. So be careful of this, because unfortunately there's two foods that exist, rice balls, rice bowls, right? So I think you want to say rice balls, and if you can remember, the American accent would make your answer clearer. Okay, can you say rice balls?
Rice balls.
Yeah, that sounds good. Everybody remember that, because otherwise you end up with rice bowls are also what? Chawan. Right? Without food, it's the rice bowl, you know, so. Okay, Good. All right. Let's ask you the same question. What is, or is rice still the mainstay of the Japanese diet, and do people eat it every day?
Oh, yes. Rice has long been the staple food of Japan, and it still makes frequent appearance on the dinner table. And okay. Most people eat it at least once a day. And the flavor of rice is relatively simple, and all sorts of side dishes go well with it.
Okay, so if people eat rice at least once a day, do you think there's a meal that, as you said, maybe dinner is more popular, rice?
Yes, everybody don't have time to for lengthy meals in the morning.
Right.
They are in a rush. So eat toast, egg, boiled or fried, and a little fruit.
Right. So the rice is probably
rice
if you
probably
have
eat for dinner.
Dinner, right. And lunch is possible too. So good. All right, sure. What do you think? Is rice still the mainstay of the Japanese diet, and do people eat it every day?
Well, the answer is yes and no. The popularity of rice has been decreasing continuously after the Second World War. The most part of starch is from rice, yeah, still.
Okay.
And but the noodles and bread has become very popular, especially to in the young people.
Okay, have become.
Have become very popular.
Especially among
the young people.
Okay.
And rice is being replaced by beef to a certain degree, not 100%.
Okay, good. And you said, do people eat it every day? You said no?
I didn't mention to that. At least most people have rice at least once a day.
Okay, all right. Probably because I know you said, is rice still the mainstay of the Japanese diet? Do people eat it every day? You said, well, yes, and then what did you say? I'm not sure. What did you? You said something about no?
Yes. My answer is yes and no. Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were answering question one is yes, question two, the answer is no.
Yes.
Can you say that? Just do you have it written there?
Yes. But the answer yes is yes and no.
Oh, okay.
Yes for the first answer, no for the second answer.
See, that was going to be, when I heard that yes and no, I thought first answer is yes, second answer is no. So probably just to say the answer to the first question is yes and no.
Oh.
That's what you mean, right?
Yes.
All right. Right? Yes and no. So the answer to the first question is yes and no. It's still the mainstay, but, it's not as popular as before.
Mm-hmm.
And then people usually eat rice every day, at least once a day.
Yes.
Right. Can you go, if you go to overseas, can you go without rice or Japanese food?
Yes, I can do that.
Oh, you're okay.
Yeah, I was living in Canada. I didn't care about rice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and because I belong to the foreign company for a long time, I went overseas many times, but I was okay without Japanese rice or Japanese style.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I knew you lived overseas, but some people have a hard time that, if they don't have rice, they go crazy, and then some people doesn't bother them. They just eat whatever. So you're okay then.
Yeah.
All right.
It depends. Totally depends on people.
Yeah. All right. Good. Okay. Yeah, I know that people, for example, when you go to restaurants in Japan, and even if it's Western food like hamburger or something, hamburger steak, right? You call it hamburger steak, hamburger. People usually order rice or then bread. Well, obviously, why? Because the little piece of bread is not enough, right? I laugh, I should sound terrible, but you know, the little piece of bread is not very much, and you in Okawari, they give you a funny face, or you have to pay more, right? So of course the rice makes more sense to me, so I never order bread. That little piece of bread is like for birds, so anyway, I'm terrible, sorry. So that's why I think, you know, you have this combination of rice with Western food, because obviously, you know, you get a bigger portion of rice than bread. So anyway, what do you think about rice? Is it still the mainstay of the Japanese diet, and do people eat it every day?
Yes, it's still the mainstream, and people do eat it every day. After World War II, Japanese started to eat more bread, pasta, and other wheat products as daily staple food. Mm-hmm. But most people in Japan still eat rice at least once a day. However, more younger people who can live without rice are increasing.
Okay. How about you? Are you a fan of rice, or can you go without rice?
I like rice, but I can live without it also.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think if you have enough other things, you're okay, right? Yeah. Okay, good. Let's go then to question five. And again, this is your opinion. There's no real answer. The guideline here in the book, as it says, it's hard to answer because there's so many different foods. So this is an easy question because it's your answer. You can decide what you want to say. So what would you say to the question, what is the favorite food of the Japanese?
According to the survey conducted by NHK in 2007, first top three is sushi,
okay,
sashimi,
uh-huh,
and ramen.
And oh, okay.
Followed by miso shiru and grilled fish, mm, and grilled meat.
Oh, okay.
And gyoza, something like this.
Okay.
And I think everybody would agree this result of this survey.
Mm.
Of course, younger generation would prefer more Western Indian, more internationalized food.
Mm-hmm.
And also, coincidentally, the first Japanese top three favorites are same as those of foreigners, according to a survey conducted by Japan Guide.
Oh, okay.
And
so the
sashimi and ramen, which was very surprising.
Oh, okay.
Which I couldn't think of 20 years ago, that very few people eat raw fish and sashimi,
oh,
well, and sushi a long time ago. But it's now sushi is an all-time favorite among Japanese and foreigners.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what I found out.
Okay. Well, I know sushi is very, very popular. People go crazy over sushi, but I didn't realize that I thought foreigners also would pick tempura and sukiyaki also. But okay. I've also had another survey when they asked people, what is your favorite food? And they had a lot of, what was it before? Nikujaga. Because they wanted mother's taste, the mother's home cooking. There was something about mother's taste is nikujaga, then they had miso soup or something. So, and then hamburger, hamburger steak was probably number three. So it depends if it's mother's home cooking. The survey is different. But those are also popular food too. Good. That's an interesting answer. What do you have to say about what is the favorite food of the Japanese?
Well, eating habits in Japan is so diverse, so that it is difficult to say what the typical Japanese food is. Probably for senior aged people, they prefer traditional Japanese foods all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the Japanese also prefer non-Japanese, such as Chinese, Indian, French, and Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And hamburger, steak, rice and curry, and spaghetti are common, both in at home as well as in family-style restaurants.
Mm.
And although you, like you, foreigners, may think that sushi, tempura, and sukiyaki are common Japanese foods, but actually, we of Japanese do not eat those types of typical Japanese foods. every week, nor every month.
Okay, right. So, yeah, not every day or month or week, right? Yeah, another way you could answer this is, what is the favorite food of the Japanese? Of course, it's difficult to say. But, you know, traditional favorite Japanese foods are what? You know, sushi, sashimi, tempura, sukiyaki, shabu shabu, these things. But even though they're very popular and, you know, traditional, people don't eat them all the time. They're not, you know, every day we don't eat sushi, you know. So that's another angle, is they kind of mention it here, the pop in the last part, the last two lines. And although foreigners may think the sushi, tempura, and sukiyaki are popular dishes, Japanese people do not eat these foods every day. So although foreigners, you know, may think that, or, you know, people, even Japanese and foreigners, think that sushi, tempura, and sukiyaki are popular Japanese food, Japanese don't eat them every day. It's like Americans don't eat hamburgers every day, right? At least I don't.
Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't think people eat hamburgers every day. Yeah, I know. Although Italians eat pasta all the time, so. Okay, what do you have to say about what is the favorite food of the Japanese?
It is very difficult to say what is the favorite food of the Japanese, because eating habits in Japan is quite diverse. But generally, as homemade cookings, hamburgers, curry and rice, and spaghetti are some of the most widely popular dishes in Japan. And we agree to say that Japanese like most kinds of noodles, such as udon, soba, spaghetti, ramen, Chinese noodles, and yakisoba. And in winter, hot pot dishes such as oden and nabemono are very popular, regardless of gender.
Okay, sure. All right, good. What is nabemono?
Nabemono is a hot pot dish, very popular among cold seasons.
In the cold season.
In the cold seasons.
Maybe seasons.
In cold season.
Season maybe is okay, yeah. In winter. Yeah, okay.
Variety of ingredients are cooked in a big pan, in a broth and together, and we eat them around the pot. We eat them and with a special sauce.
Okay, we eat them with the special sauce, or yeah. Okay, not bad. Yeah, sometimes I know I did this, because when you mention things, all of a sudden it's yabuhebi, right? Oh, what is this? You know, oh, nabe, what is nabe? Oh, you know. So make sure you know what you say. If you say some Japanese word, like, you know, like you said, you know, pickle shinko, so pickles, or nabe hot pot meals or something, make sure you know what you are. You can explain everything in your answer. So, but that was good. Yeah, it's a hot pot meal. Usually cold in the winter, or in the cold season, because there's only one cold season. Yes. That's why I didn't make it plural.
In the cold season.
Yeah, okay. Good. All right. So, favorite food. Yeah, why don't we ask her? What is the... Yeah. We have a question. Can you...
Is there any clear difference between pan and pot?
Oh.
Pot is deeper.
Maybe pot is deeper. Yeah, see, fry pan,
and
frying...
Yes, shallower.
Yeah, usually shallower.
But pan is shallow.
Usually shallower, but it depends. People don't really make a big distinction when they say, like, the frying pan, but...
How about skillet?
Skillet? Skillet is like a frying... That's an old-fashioned word for frying pan. Yeah, bring up. People refer to cooking pots and pans as maybe pans. Yeah. So, you know, give me the pan, even though it's a pot. But if you say frying pan, the idea of pan is usually not as deep. Mm-hmm. For pot is deeper.
Deeper.
But in general speaking, people don't use pot very often.
Oh, okay. Pan is pot.
Yeah. More so, open. Yeah, put the, you know, I'm washing the pan, you would say. I'm not washing the pot.
Oh, okay.
Just because it's just more common.
Pan is more common. Okay, right. Thank you.
Okay, good. Let's try once more. How, what is the favorite food of the Japanese?
I checked online.
Oh, okay.
I will tell you, online is out.
Okay.
I have 10 Japanese favorite foods.
Okay.
Number one, sushi. Number two, ramen. Hot pot nabe. Sukiyaki, tempura, Japanese style curry and rice. Donburi, yakitori, okonomiyaki, noodles, including udon and soba. Mm. And hot pot nabe includes sukiyaki and shabu shabu.
Mm. Oh, okay, good. So, interesting, the ramen is so popular, right?
Oh, yes, ramen is one of the popular foods.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's ramen shops everywhere, so obviously it's popular, but I didn't realize it would be so high on the top of the list. Mm. You know, maybe personally, I don't eat so much. You know, I like it, but I don't.
Never eat.
I don't, yeah, the reason I don't, sometimes I don't like, I like more meals with more vegetables. So even for me, soba and udon I like, but that's
a quick food.
It's quick food, yeah. It's not like that's my whole meal because I need a more balanced. Mm-hmm. But I do like it once in a while, but normally I don't when I'm hungry.
For lunch?
Yeah, or lunch, yes. Or your fast food kind of thing too. Interesting. Okay, let's try once more. Mm-hmm. What is the favorite food of the Japanese?
Oh, there are many foods that Japanese like to have. So it is difficult to say what the favorite food is. Hmm. Generally speaking, the aged seem to prefer traditional Japanese food such as tofu, soybean curd, sashimi or raw fish, which are traditional and easy to eat, easy to bite.
Okay, bite and chew?
Bite and chew, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
The younger people seem to prefer Western style food such as cutlet, beef steak, and etc. So, and also noodles, mm-hmm. Such as spaghetti, ramen, soba and udon, mm. And children like Kentucky Fried Chicken, mm. And hamburgers,
yeah.
Such and such. So it's Japanese favorites are very diverse.
Mm. Okay, sure. All right, good. Let's go to question 6. How long has shoyu, soy sauce, been used in Japan?
Soy sauce has been used in Japan over 1,300 years, since late 7th century to early 8th century, known as Asuka period and Nara period. And we started using soy sauce when Japanese started importing techniques to make soybean products from China.
Okay, all right, sure, that's fine. And yeah, same question.
The history of shoyu dates back to pre-Nara period. It might be called the Yamato Chote period, when a recipe of shoyu was introduced from China. Although it is said that the primitive form of shoyu existed in the Jomon period, mm. Which was more than 2,000 years ago. Mm. But I would say that history started from this Nara period, I guess. And it was, of course, developed into the form of shoyu now used for today in the 16th century. Mm. So I think I would say that we have a long history of using shoyu in Japan.
Okay, yeah. Good. All right, sure. How long has soy sauce been used in Japan?
It has been used over 1,300 years, so long period of time. Mm-hmm. And it is believed that Buddhist monks introduced soy sauce to Japan in 7th century. And
That 7th century.
Okay. And there is an old document which mentions that there were government officials around the year of 700, officials who administered production of soy sauce. And in literature, the mention of shoyu appeared in 16th century. So it is said that a form of shoyu used nowadays seems to have become popular among the ordinary people around that time, 16th century.
Right, okay, good. And let's just one more time. What is the history of soy sauce? How long has it been used in Japan?
Yes, soy sauce has been used in Japan over 1,300 years. And the original soy sauce dates back to 8th century, which was brought back from China by Buddhist monks. And it appears in the literature in the Muromachi period during the 14th to 16th century. And it has become widely spread among ordinary people in the Edo period in the 17th century.
Okay, what's the nickname of soy sauce in sushi restaurants?
Could you give me the question again?
What's the nickname for soy sauce in sushi restaurants, sushi bars?
Murasaki.
Yeah, there was somebody else, others know, yeah. And because what I heard, what is it? Because in the older days, it actually did have a violet, purple color. And nowadays, it's more of like of a black, brownish. But I heard Heian period, maybe, or something. I'm not sure, but I know that it had. Someone was saying this is maybe not true, but my, you know, trivia was that it was a different color, so that's why they called it Murasaki, because it was more of a purple color. So sushi still called Murasaki for soy sauce. Okay, good. Let's. Okay, well, we'll just take a break, and then we'll start with you again with question 7, what is tempura? The answer for tempura is a little short. You can add some nicer information, I think. Okay, so let's see if you can make it a little longer. I don't know what your answer is, but the answer in the textbook, I think, is a little short.
It's rather short. My answer is rather short.
Yours is short, too? Okay, well, we could, you know, check and see what we say. I think it's a little short here.